Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about how littering harms wildlife and humans. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Daryl Jones, Mississippi State University Extension Wildlife Specialist. Daryl, I've heard that littering is harmful to the planet, but I'd so much rather just toss my trash into a ditch or creek. I mean, if it's on my property, I can do what I want. And how could I possibly be hurting anything by throwing out my trash outside?
Oh, Amy, there's lots of damage when you throw trash just away like that piecemeal. It's easy to do because you may own the property and whatnot, but think about the damage. Wildlife species, animals will misinterpret trash for a food item and actually ingest it. They'll eat it for food and it kills them. For example, in our coastal areas, sea turtles, which most of them are endangered, they will mistake plastic bags as jellyfish and ingest it, and then it kills the turtle. So not only do you kill that individual, but not meaning to throw that bag away, but you killed any offspring that turtle she may have had. So it definitely has problems to wildlife and lots of other things.
Well, but I don't really like to hunt or fish, so that doesn't really affect me, right?
Oh, it does. It affects, like we said, it affects the wildlife and fish. You know, think about going to fish at the local county lake or, say, on your lake, and people have thrown bottles and used oil or chemicals next door, and that washes into your lake and harms your fish, and then you're eating those fish. It really devalues the outdoor recreation and your time in nature. And you know what, Amy? It actually devalues land values. Land is, they're not making any more of it, so it's highly valuable. And surveys and studies have shown that litter devalues the value of rural lands and city lands, too. So if we clean it up and do the right thing, the whole economy and the land is more valuable.
So if I want to sell my property one day, make some money, I better not litter, huh?
That's right. And I love to hunt and fish. You know, let me talk to the guys out there. It's so easy to throw let's hope not beer can while you're driving, but throwing litter in the back of your pickup truck. And then when you're going home from the hunt or from outdoor recreation or fishing, that stuff blows out on the highway, and then it's there for everybody to look. And let's think there was folks from wherever going to come and spend money on tourism in Mississippi, but they see a lot of bags on the highway. They're not going to come. So let's don't pollute the garden, in other words.
So I love to work on vehicles and washing machines and refrigerators and motorcycles. And then I like to just leave all my old parts lying around outside, like antifreeze and old pieces of metal. I just like to do that because it's easier. That's fine, right?
No, I wouldn't suggest doing that. And two, some of that that old metal material that you're just leaving out there, it's actually valuable. So you can recycle it, and they'll pay you for recycling that. And even like when you change the oil and antifreeze in your car, you collect that old oil, you can take it into many service stations and recycling centers, and they'll accept that old oil and dispose of it properly. So you don't go out on the back 40 and pour it into the creek, because that's going to pollute Mississippi, hurt wildlife, hurt fish, devalue land.
But if I dump my furniture in a ditch or outside, that's not litter, right?
That would be litter, too. And you know something else? You can actually pay a fine for doing that. Now, you have to check your local county ordinances on this, but
littering's not illegal. I'm not breaking the law.
Oh, you are. You are. Tippecanoe County, for example, it's a $100 fine for being caught littering. And then you have to go to court, and there's a court assessment cost, which can be run up, depending on the county, up around $200. So just for throwing out that Coke can, it's going to cost you potentially $300. That's just not worth doing it.
That's not really worth it. So instead of littering, we can take our old oil to automotive shops to be recycled. We can take our old tires to automotive shops too, right?
Right, that's correct.
And for more information, can we go to our sanitation department, or can we just Google our city website wherever we live?
I think that's a great idea. Just makes a whole lot of sense to keep Mississippi beautiful.
Okay, today we've been speaking with Dr. Daryl Jones, Mississippi State University Extension Wildlife Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.